The United States restrictions on refugees and citizens of 7 countries have affected many people trying to come to the country. The restrictions also have affected those in the U.S. trying to welcome them. The Kitimukundi Community Church, known as KC, in Columbia, Maryland, took on the resettlement of a refugee family from Afghanistan. Once the restrictions were announced, it meant that the family would not arrive as planned. Reverend Heather Kirk Davidoff is the leader of the 100-member KC Church. She said the situation of refugees from Syria and other countries move many people to act. Americans all over the whole country were heartbroken by stories all over the news, especially in the summer in 2015, about people who were fleeing Syria and other areas in the Middle East and dying in the Mediterranean as they tried to cross. Her church wanted to help, so they started by making welcome packages with household goods for newly arrived immigrants. Their efforts led to a contract with Lutheran Social Services of the National Capital Area. It is a non-profit organization which works with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees to help legal immigrants start a new life through a refugee resettlement program.
This program matches refugee families who do not have any family or other ties in the U.S. with a community or a church sponsor. During December, KC church members said they wanted to be given a refugee family. However, they also were aware of President Donald Trump's campaign promise to decrease the amount of refugees coming into the country. So it became really a matter of urgency for us to get the family here to the United States before inauguration, she said. The Sunday before the new president was inaugurated, they were told a family was on the way. The church worked with 5 other religious communities, including a nearby mosque. They rented a home, raised $20,000, found donated furniture, and assigned volunteers to meet the family at the airport and provide help with shopping, transportation, and other resources. Members of the mosque also donated a prayer rug and placed it in the home's living room in the direction of Mecca. KC members were especially concerned when they learned that the family had a 14-month-old baby. The baby was born when the family was in a refugee camp.
We really had this child particularly in our minds, Kirk Davidoff said. We figure this kid will only remember this house. He's really the one whose life will start in the United States. On January 27th, Trump signed an executive order that banned all refugees from entry into the U.S. for 120 days. The president said the action was needed to keep Americans safe from terrorism. This action also stopped the Afghan family from coming to their new home in Maryland. I was heartbroken, church member Don Link said. He first had the idea of helping the refugee family. Some of us cried. We all prayed for our family. This is affecting us in our own hearts and our plans, but that's nothing to what it is doing to the family. I just can't imagine how these parents tell the kids that they are not coming to the U.S. How do they go forward? He said. We don't have a photograph of the family, but we have a picture of them in our mind's eye. We have a sense of them walking in this home and finding a new life here. They had become very real for us, she said.
Colin Richardson works for the religious organization Lutheran Social Services. He said the group does not get into politics, but he said he is saddened that tens of thousands of people may have lost their opportunity for a new beginning in the U.S. Lutheran Social Services says 1% of refugees are resettled to a third country. The United States has been the world's leading resettlement country. During the 2015 fiscal year, the organization and its partners, like Kitimukundi Community Church, helped more than 1,000 refugees. Neither Richardson nor any of the volunteers know where the family is now. Link, however, is hopeful that he can contact organizations responsible for refugee resettlement to find out if they can help. Somewhere, there are people who have interacted with this family, whether it's an NGO, the United Nations folks, or State Department folks. We don't know yet. I'm hopeful, he said. I'm Alice Bryant.
And I'm Phil Dierking.